Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. Thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. I magnify your name, Lord. praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to praise.
Oh, Mama Reke Shadaba. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that you're trusting God to do right now. If you just open up your mouth and just shout glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad, and amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you that have kept us, oh God, and not ourselves, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, we come surrendered all over to you right now, withholding nothing, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come casting all our cares and fears and burdens down, oh God, and we pick up the peace that you give, amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done, amen. We thank you for the finished work on Calvary, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to have your way on this time right now in the hearts and the mind of your children, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. Amen. We thank you for all the good things in our lives. For you are the creator of all things good. And every Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Amen. For in your presence, the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. Amen. In your presence, we are glad to be here. And in your presence, oh God, we have purpose. Because of your presence, oh God, hallelujah, we are able to do all things. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is you, oh God, that gives us strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our souls prosper. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that humble you for your peace, the peace that surpasses our understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through the storms that come into our lives. Father God, we thank you for our life and you and hallelujah and your presence in it right now. Oh Lord, have your way, oh God. Oh Lord, fill these your temples right now with as much a kind of glory as possible. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents against our life and those in our family. And we command every hindering mind, manipulating, controlling spirit of pride, left and death, or guilt, shame, and condemnation, death and destruction, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses, oppression, depression, fear, self-criticalness, self-analysis. We come against every spirit of suicide, every spirit of gluttony and jealousy. We come against every competitive spirit. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of loneliness. Amen. We come against you right now. We command you to cease your work, to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way. Fill us in all these areas where the enemy has vacated right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us receive fresh oil. Hallelujah, upon our heads right now. Oh Lord, renew our truth, our strength like the eagles of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh Lord, we come on tonight praying with a heart of forgiveness, a heart of thanksgiving, oh God, and a repentant heart in all our ways, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can declare and declare that our sins are forgiven and that we're crossed and cleansed from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command our spirits of addiction to come out of our appetite right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I renounce all addictions to drugs, alcohol, or illegal substances that have bound us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break all generational curse of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you will release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. And out of the love that you place in our hearts for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, oh God, repenting in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Amen. Lord, we don't come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, through the blood, hallelujah, and the cross. You have created enough a clean heart, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We choose to and abide in the spirit of truth so that we are in continuous state of fellowship and worship with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants of the water brooks, so our soul pants of thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires, yea, even pounds of the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this day. Let the fire burn everly increase in each of us. Amen. Uphold us with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken up the way right now. Hallelujah. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, or backbiting evil be found in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Oh, Lord, circumcise our hearts right now. Fill us with your spirit, oh God. Your tender mercies and loving kindness, that we sing praise to you all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, bringing us a heart of worship for you. We rejoice only in you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you are the joy, our joy, and the lifting of our hands. Through your spirit, oh God, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this new day that you blessed us with, oh God. And our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savor aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise and everything brings a life unto you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you, hallelujah. This is every day, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you, and let the true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, and that we worship our Heavenly Father in the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, anoint our mouths, oh God. Let us speak with a new tongue, oh God. Let your word continue to be in our mouth. That we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. That life will be changed for the better. That turnaround will come. And then that breakthrough will come. That healing will spring up. That a way will be made out of no way. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare, amen, hallelujah, that you care for us, oh God, hallelujah, and that we walk in the light, amen. Hallelujah, walk in the light of the Lord, our God, and we have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, here is where the Holy Ghost is. Have your way right now, amen. Overtake us right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, hear our hearts cry on tonight. Amen. Oh, Lord, as we cry out, oh God. Oh, Lord, as we come praying on one accord, oh God. Lord, we ask you to remember us, oh God, and bring our family members and loved ones out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene and turn it all around right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but we decree and declare all is well with us in our home because we trust in you, oh God. We leave it all in your hands. It all belongs to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. You are the beginning and the end. You are the head of God and not the tail. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the head of our life and the lifter of our head. We just want to say thank you, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Hallelujah, oh God. Have your way right now. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. Have your way right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, be our strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, were we weak, oh God. Oh, Lord, let strength come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where there's confusion and chaos, oh God, let your peace come and be still. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where there's sadness and sorrow, oh God, let joy come and overtake us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, comfort your children, oh God. Those who lost their hope, oh God, we call upon you, God of our hope. Let hope be restored right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we're trusting you. Wherever there's any delays, and hallelujah, your divine timeline for us. Let those delays be removed right now. Lord, is there any delays that have come because of certain bad reactions that we did or certain disobedience or whatever it might be, Lord God? We repent right now, Lord, and we come back to you. Lord, open up the way wherever there is any stagnation, wherever there's any delays, oh God. Delays that are caused by evil openings. Open up the way, we pray and ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Wherever there's any delays in our lives, hallelujah, let them be removed off the way right now. Remove every delay and let things happen in this time, divine appointed time. Lord, I pray right now that divine alignment take place. Release your high-ranking angels to fight for us in all our ways, in all areas of our homes, our businesses, our workplaces, our ministries, or whatever we're doing. Let your angels begin to fight and walk for us, amen, and let your grace of Lord to be released right now so everything will fall into place, so things will happen on time, not before time, not after time, but on time, in divine alignment, in perfect time, in Carol's time, in perfect time, oh Lord. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. Now, Lord God, release divine favor over us. Let your power locate us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and begin to change our situation for the better, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherever there's any delay, delays unusable, Lord, release your grace and speak your anointing, oh Lord, that we will catch up. Wherever there's a delay, oh God, open up the way and let us begin to catch up where we've been left behind because of a delay. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for your grace and mercy and prophetic anointing that's presently here with us. We thank you that our lives are beginning to change right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come believing, oh God. But Lord, we ask that you help with us with our unbelief. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. That goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We put on us right now those in our family and all that we love and concerned about us. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives and those and our family members and loved ones. And we decree and declare victory over all the works of Satan and his agents right now. We decree and declare it's been destroyed. And anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy to cause confusion or destruction or death to us or those in our family, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. Let them become paralyzed in their works. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy, that they turn on themselves and devour themselves, that they will come to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory, victory, victory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. us, Tiger, that we're blessed, Father Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we pray for open heaven on today. Lord, that you will pour our blessing upon our life, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings right now. And we receive it by faith, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that turnaround has come. Amen. That we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Our sins are forgiven and we're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. We're delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We're blessed going out and blessed coming back in. We're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. We are holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God. We're established to the end. We're made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're set free and we're free indeed. We're strong in the Lord. Amen. We're more than a comfort in Christ Jesus. For great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, as we read your word this morning, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root in us, oh, God, hallelujah, and be engraved on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, being doers of your word, hallelujah, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can't thank you enough, Father God, but we thank you. And we decree and declare that our children are blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed by the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree that our marriages are blessed. Amen. Our families are blessed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. But yet and still we thank you. Lord God, your word says that it is the set time appointed time for favor. The favor of Zion as a citizen of Zion. We decree and declare that we walk in the favor of God, and it is the appointed time for your favor to abound and increase towards us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, build up Zion and appear in your glory so the nations can fear you and all the kings of the earth see your glory. Amen. Lord, you will hear the prayer, hallelujah, of the destitute, and you will not despise their prayers, but God. Lord, you will look down from the height of your sanctuary and will hear the groaning of the prisoner and will release those appointed to death. Amen. Oh, Lord, we will praise the Lord from our innermost being, and we will forget not all his benefits. Lord, you've forgiven all our sins and healed all the diseases. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, you've redeemed our life from the pit, and you have crowned us with love and compassion. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will bless us and those, my family members and loved ones and all that's on the line today and all that's in our home, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today, oh God, this new day that you've given us. Oh, Lord, let that we can be purged off the land, that we, your children, may live, hallelujah, and enjoy this day in peace. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today of those in our family and loved ones and God's children around the world. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Thus said the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every prayer that's went forth. Amen. Hallelujah. We enter in. Hallelujah. And we receive on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We decree and declare that we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, come on, open up your mouth and just thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you and we thank you. Come on, let's give God some praise right now, right where you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. This midnight hour that God has kept us. Amen. Many are asleep in their bed. Amen. Many are on the road driving or at work. Hallelujah. But we thank God for this set time that God has, hallelujah, ordained. Amen. For such a time as this to come that we can receive. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Welcome on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time with us on the midnight prayer call, any prayer call, we normally pray before we pray. Amen. Enter in. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Amen. Coming against anything that attaches itself to us, on us, or on the inside, so that we can be free and receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we pray, and then we're going to introduce everyone. I'll call your name. If I don't know your name, I will call out your phone number. We want to welcome you on tonight. We want to know how you're doing this midnight hour. Then we'll have our scripture and the breakdown of our scripture. Then we'll have our prayer petition and I'll close out in prayer. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Welcome, Cousin Kim. God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour?
Amen. I stayed up just for to be on this midnight hour. I'm doing fine and all is well. And just thank God for this time for us to be on the line. So thank you. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. God bless you. God keep it so good to have you on the line. I saw the number. I said, okay, that's Cousin Kim. I know that number. God bless you. God keep you. I'm so glad to have you. We're so glad to have you to come and touch and agree on tonight. Amen. And all we're coming for believing and trusting God to move on our behalf and to have our family members and loved ones and walking in expectation. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Ain't Sharon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
I say good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. You may not be able to hear that. My line is not open.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you go.
I just want to thank you for the prayer. It was
touching.
The Holy Spirit was running all through me. I was over here trembling. Wow, you're
thank
great.
You,
hallelujah,
thank you.
Hallelujah,
thank you.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Lord God. Holy Ghost, higher.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you, Sharon. We love you. Thank God for it. It's so good to have you on the line this midnight hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. God bless you. God keep you, and Sharon. We thank God for you. I don't know this number, 832-894-0403. God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
Hey, I'm all right. This is Kenyatta, Jamil's friend. She sent me the flyer, so I'm like, let me get on. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? God bless you. God keep you. I haven't seen or heard from you in a while, so God bless you. How you been?
Thank you. God bless you. I've been good. God is good. He's faithful, so the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, amen. Well, God bless you. We thank God for you to be on the line today, touching and agreeing, amen, coming, believing to receive and walking in expectation that God is able to do it, amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Yes, God. Come on, don't get me started. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, Dad.
Glory to God.
12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever o'clock. We're going to praise God.
We
come on, Dad.
Amen.
No one greater. No one greater. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm excited. Come on, let's praise him. It feels, you know, it feels like a Holy Ghost club.
Yeah.
This Friday.
Come on,
I'm grateful. I'm blessed. All day I've just been, you know, just thanking God and trusting God to, you know, restore my rest and God has. God is a provider. God is, you know, God is a promise keeper. Keeper. Whenever nobody, you can't count on nobody else because we are flesh, even yourself. So, God, you know, I'm just take the wheel. I surrender because, hey, I mean, that's the only thing left for me to do. So I'm grateful this morning. Good morning.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. So good to have you on this midnight hour and joining us here as we're journeying in these 21 days as it is day 9. We just thank God for keeping us. Amen. Oh, God, it's just, I'm just so excited. I'm saying every time I get on, I'm just like, all right, let's go. I'm ready to receive. So God bless you guys. Keep you. And I know, and I just thank God for divine position. I pray that for all of our lives, for divine order and divine position and spiritual alignment. Amen. Hallelujah. So that we may receive and understand what God is saying for such a time as this. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
I don't know this phone number. Amen. But we welcome you with the love of Christ. Number is 832-427-9005. Welcome this midnight hour. And how you doing?
Hey, y'all. Good morning. This is Ryan coming back. Had a
good night. How you doing this midnight hour?
Hey. Morning. That prayer was good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. I was wondering, I said, I think that's Ryan. And I write everything down so from day to day, and I went, and I was like, okay, well, let me see if I can find her name and number on the prayer list. So I have everything, you know, for my prayer requests and who all is on the line each night. So everything is written down. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Welcome back. We thank God for you. We thank God for your faith and believing and trusting God. As we come on this line, we come believing, amen, with all faith, combined faith, that we can touch and agree concerning one another and those who we're concerned about and love that we bring to God. We lift them up on tonight. So I thank God for you that you're here with us. Amen. You could be doing anything else or be somewhere else on another prayer line, but we thank God that you are here with us along with Gianna. We just thank God for y'all being here. Amen. With our family. Family's all our own sharing. And, of course, one is my niece. So we welcome you all because we are all part of Christ's body. So we're family. We're family. So God bless you. God keep you. If you don't know me, I am Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen. For everyone who first time on, I'm sure you all know Kiana, I may say your name wrong. I was Jamel tell me, and I'd be like, what's her name again? She said, I'm like, what's her name again? So
it rhymes with Kenyatta, but it's Kenya.
Kenyatta.
Spell it sound like Pinata? But whatever is fine, I know you talk to me. It's okay.
Okay, how you spell it, though?
K-I-N-Y-A-D as in David A. Kenyatta.
Oh, Kenyatta, now that I have it. Now I have it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to say it right. Kenyatta. Let me, I need to see you more, Kenyatta. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yes. But God bless you.
I had so much fun at that comedy show. I'm still rejoicing over it. You did such an amazing job.
Yes. First, I ever seen jump out the seat laughing, y'all. She was just having a really good time. She didn't care who was watching, and she enjoyed herself. We like those kind of audience members. She didn't care. She was having a good time. Come on back on. We have a number coming. Amen. So we just thank God. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah. Our scripture tonight is going to be coming from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5 through 15. Hallelujah. Again, it's the book of John, St. John, chapter 15, verse 5 through 15. And I'm reading from the New King James Version.
Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5 through 15, says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you cannot do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Verse 9 says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For his word is true and forever established in heaven. Amen. So we thank you. This is Jesus speaking here in the Bible. Many people try to be good and honest, but Jesus says that to live a truly good life, we must stay close to him like a branch attached to his vine. In the same way that plants receive nutrients from their roots, we receive life-giving water from the Holy Spirit and the food from God's word. Amen. So these provide spiritually regenerated power. Jesus told his disciples they could ask for anything that would increase fruit bearing. Amen. See, apart from Jesus, hallelujah, we lose this connection and our efforts are unfruitful. The question is, are you receiving and thriving from the nourishment offered by Jesus the vine? Hallelujah. 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 Can y'all hear me? Because sometimes the line will go off, so I need to hear y'all on the line. Amen. And yes. Come on, let me know if you can hear me, because you know the line will go and y'all be on here and I'll be still talking.
We can hear you. We can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, we won't use. Is that your baby twin?
Yes,
who baby
yes,
is that?
That's
okay,
my baby.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute. Hey, Sharon, you let me know if y'all can hear me. We want to make sure everybody can hear. Amen. Glory to God. Abiding in Christ requires us to be fully connected to Jesus moment by moment in this life that we live. Amen. It means, one, believing that he is God's son. Amen. Hallelujah. Following him as Savior and Lord, doing what God says, continue to believe the gospel, and relating in love to the community of believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understand that we are all part of Christ's body. See, fruit is not limited to soul winning. I want us to understand in this chapter, answered prayers, joy, and love are mentioned as fruit. Hallelujah. Give me a moment, you all. Give me just a moment, please. And understand it here in Scripture. When we bear much fruit, like a fruitful branch, we glorify God. Each day he sends the sunshine and rain to make the crops grow in concrete. He nurtures each tiny plant and prepares it to blossom. What a moment of glory for the Lord of the harvest. When the harvest is brought into the barns, mature and ready for use, he made it all happen. Amen. I want us to understand how this works. Amen. When we're connected to Jesus, he says, I am the vine. Amen. I am the vine. Hallelujah. See, when things are going well in our life, we look at verse 11 here. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know. We just have a low volume on tonight. But if somebody can I get an amen or something, or we still here? So
amen.
I can hear the line and hold up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So when things are going well, we feel elated, right? When hardship comes, we seek it to sorrow. But true joy, it transcends the rolling waves of circumstances. Joy comes from a consistent relationship with Jesus Christ. when our lives are intertwined with his, he will help us walk through adversity without sinking into debilitating lows and manage prosperity without moving into deceptive highs. See, the joy of living with Jesus Christ daily will keep us level-headed no matter how high or low our circumstances are. Amen. We are to love each other according to the word of God. This is Jesus speaking in verse 12 and 13. He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. Greater love hath no other than this, than to lay down one's life for a friend. Amen, for his friend. We are to love each other as Jesus loved us, and he loved us enough to give his life for us. We may or may not have to die for someone, but we can also practice sacrificial love in other ways by listening, by helping, by encouraging, by giving. Think of someone who needs this kind of love today and give all the love you can. As I wrap up here in Scripture, verse 15, says, no longer do I call you Satan, because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master. He has the right to call us servants instead. He regards us as friends. How comforting and reassuring that he not only chooses us, but also wants us to be his friends, because he is our Lord and Master. We owe him our unqualified obedience and should listen to everything he says. Because we are his friends, we should love him and others the way he loves us. I pray on tonight that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, it's our prayer on tonight that we be doers of your word, amen, not just readers and hearers. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. I'm gonna say hallelujah really loud, because I know somebody's on the line snoring. So hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't know who that is. We're going to wake you up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody still with us on the line? Somebody was snoring. I don't know who it was, but maybe it was snoring. It just sounded like it came through on my ear as a snore. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer permission. Amen. If your prayers already went forward, just say amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Cousin Glory Kim. To God. And I'm just amen. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Amen. Glory to God. And just thank you for that prayer and that scripture. And I came on tonight because I won't be on the 10 o'clock in the morning. I have an appointment.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you for being on this midnight hour. And I pray that God will just restore you. Amen. That when you lay on down tonight, that there'll be a time of refreshing, and God will send his ministering angels to minister to you as you sleep on tonight, that you may be restored, refreshed, may healing spring up in your body. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Amen. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
All right. I just want to thank the Lord because he blessed me to depart the wide gate. And with my new shoes I got, I'm guiding into the narrow gate now. So I want to just thank you for that. Yes, Lord, I'm feeling the Holy Spirit daily as we go. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to get closer and closer to him each day that he let me wake me up. That's my focus every day, to get closer and closer to the Lord so I can make it to heaven. That's where I want to be. And I got a song that I wrote, and y'all going to hear pretty soon, probably in about a month or so. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. I pray that God will just continue to use you. I pray that God will continue to fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit. Amen. And anything that's not of God, amen, we decree and declare it must go right now and be uprooted and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I ask, oh, God, hallelujah, she died daily to the flesh of God, that you would strengthen her spirit, man, oh, God, to seek you even more. You said, Lord God, in your word, that life of the spirit, oh, God, to operate in the spirit is life and peace. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, I pray that she will operate according to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray for long life for your daughter. Oh, Lord, that you'll bless her with long life, good health, and strength, oh, God, and restore everything that the enemy has taken from her. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Kenyatta, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to start by and just thank God for everything. Thank God for the mountaintops and thank God for the valleys, because on both I've learned and I've overcame. So I just want to start by just thanking God and just giving him the glory. And thank you for the word that has went forth. It definitely has filled my spirit, just a reminder of just abiding in Christ and walking in the love of the brethren, you know, because we don't fight against flesh and blood. Man is not our enemy. And we have to remember that, because the day that we start thinking and looking at man, that's when we have stepped out of the spirit and start looking at the walking in flesh. Mm-hmm. So I just thank God for that. And do I have any prayers? I can always pray for a refreshing of God's spirit.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come with all faith, combined faith right now with your daughter. We lift up to you, Father God, and Lord, we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll fill her fresh right now. Fill her fresh where she's been empty. Fill her fresh, Holy Spirit. Renew her. Renew the fire within her, God. Renew the zeal and the passion, the desire to serve you even more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, renew her, Holy Spirit. Refresh her right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ and this soul, God. And Lord, I pray, oh God, in your blessing that you will bless her when you multiply, oh God, multiply her as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. Oh, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let every need be met, oh God. Lord, I ask that you would divinely intervene every situation concerning her and her family, oh Lord. Turn it all around for their good. And we just want to say thank you for it. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
praise
man.
God.
God. Thank
you
so
much.
Oh,
thank
you're so
you.
Welcome. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. You're so welcome. Amen. Holy the Shanamaruko Shatai. Thank you, Lord. Torn lost connection on the line. So I'm just trying to see she's messaging that she can't get back on the line. Amen. God bless you, Kenyatta. We love you so much. Thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you,
God
Ryan.
Bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Ryan. Go ahead.
All right. My prayer request tonight is not for me. It's for my brother. He started his school, so I'm just praying that God gives him perseverance and a new level of focus and discipline to be able to finish what God has allowed him to start.
Amen. We touch and agree. Father God, we lift up your son on today. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you holy let him receive your godly counsel, oh, God, your guidance, oh, God, and your leading with by the Holy Spirit, oh, God. Lord, we pray that he operate with your godly knowledge and wisdom, that his days and years will truly be blessed by you, Father God. For your word says that a good man's steps are ordered by you, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask that you order his steps, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, that you will be his help, oh, God, that he will live a life of obedience to your will, oh, God,
not his will, but your will, that he would surrender his will over to yours. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he would truly be blessed in all that he put his hands to do for you, Father God, that he would seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness and all that he will need, whether it's in his studies, whether it's in his finances or his relationship, whatever it is, oh God, that he shall receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare victory over his life right now, the life of his sister Ryan and family and all that he loved and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, I'm going to pray. We have strategic prayers to pray on the line at midnight, so I'm going to go ahead and pray those prayers. It is prayers for God to just move in our life right now, that we would have self-control and satisfaction in what God provides for us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Lord, I thank you for all that's on the line tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, there goes Twan. Let me get Twan on the line. God bless you, Twan. We're taking prayer petition. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll touch and agree with everything that was sent forth on today. So my prayers are
going for it. Amen. I'm glad you made it back on the line. I thought you was going to give up, but you came back on, so God bless you.
Oh, no. I don't give up easily.
Amen. Just keep on keeping on. We be holding on. Everybody be still holding on like something happened. But we ain't about to go. We gonna wait it out. We gonna keep calling back in. The devil is alive, you know. So God bless you. God keep you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we believe. Lord God, we come believing all on tonight, oh God. Trust you for a mighty move, oh God. We decree and declare that our prayers are being answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for making a way, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughters that's on the line tonight, your daughter Kim, your daughter Sharon, your daughter Kenyatta, oh God, your daughter Ryan, your daughter Twan, and myself, oh Lord. Lord, we pray that you would just continue to work on us, oh God. Oh Lord, that we will be more like you, oh God. Change us and make us more like you. Lord, give us new eyes to see, new ears to hear, oh God. Amen. A new tongue to speak. We'll speak your word, oh God, no matter where we are, in all places, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you move mighty in us and on us always, oh God, for our life belongs to you. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we decree and declare your goodness. We decree and declare that we are a lover of what is good. Amen. We are self-controlled and we are just. We are holy and we are temperate. Amen. According to Titus 1:8, we're sober, serious, temperate, sound in faith and in love and in patience. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we inherit the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Amen. We strive for the prize. Therefore, we exercise self-control in all things. Amen. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. As we decree and declare, we will be self-controlled in all things. Amen. We will feast at the appropriate time and will with self-control and not be drunkenness. Amen. We'll be satisfied with the abundant of bread of heaven. Amen. The Lord satisfies the longing of our soul and fills us with goodness. Amen. The Lord open his hand and satisfy us. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare by faith. Hallelujah. It belongs to us and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord will abundantly bless our, hallelujah, our provisions and satisfy us with bread. Amen. Hallelujah. We will see the face of God in righteousness. We'll be satisfied when we awake with his likeness. Amen. We'll be meek so that we can eat and be satisfied. Amen. Our soul will be satisfied with the marrow and fatness. And our mouth will praise the Lord with joyful lips. The Lord will satisfy us in the early morning with his mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in all our days. Amen. The Lord satisfy our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are righteous. Amen. We eat to the satisfying of our soul. We'll like the good man. Amen. We'll be satisfied with all our ways. Amen. The Lord will feed us up with the finest of wheat, with the honey out of the rock. Will he satisfy us? Amen. The fear of the Lord will tend to our lives. Amen. Because we fear the Lord, we will live satisfied and will not be visited with evil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will find satisfaction. We'll be able to say it is enough. Amen. He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity. Amen. We will find our substance in God alone. Amen. Hallelujah. your name, Lord. The Lord will satiate our soul with abundance, and we will be satisfied with his goodness. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your plans for us, to give us an expected end, a hope in the future. We declare and declare with all faith that eyes have not seen, the ears heard, or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for your daughter, Kiana, the plans that you have for your daughter, Kim, the plans that you have for your daughter, Sharon, the plans that you have for your daughter, Ryder, the plans that you have for your daughter, Twana, the plans that you have for us, your children. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we leave this line, but never your presence, we thank you, you that go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough patch in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you have uprooted every plan and plot of the evil one against us and those in our family. We thank you for divinely intervening in this new day. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn it all around for our good. We thank you that we can decree and declare right now with all faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every curse has been sent our way, that you turn it around to bless. Amen. Everything that the enemy set out for evil, you turn it around for our good. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. I speak life over us. I speak the blessing and the favor of God upon our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing, hallelujah, and strength to our bones. Amen. Hallelujah. Joy to our spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless our sleep on tonight. Oh, Lord, let us rest in you, that restoration will come, oh, God. Oh, Lord, send your angel, oh, God, a refreshing, oh, God, to hallow that we may be refreshed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. And keep your warring angels around us and those in our family and our homes, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we just want to thank you for it, Lord. I rebuke and cast out our spirits of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeper spirit, demonic spirit, right now that creeps at night, that cause nightmares and insomnia or interference in our sleep. We come against you right now. We decree and declare you are destroyed, and we receive the victory right now. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you that you are good, and we have tasted and seen that you are good, and we thank you for it all. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us, and we are blessed. Our homes is blessed, and peace is filled, and joy has come. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles and our peace and our joy and our happiness and the blessing and the favor of God, God's mercy and grace, amen, restoration, God's provision, God's love, and God's protection. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we ask and we pray, oh God, for your daughter Sharon Gordon, your daughter Dorita Jones, amen, my mother Kara Dillard, amen. Lord, we pray for healing, we pray for your peace and joy and your provision for their life, oh God, my husband Dorothy Manning, my daughter Janelle, amen, all my children and grandchildren, oh Lord, and everyone that's on the line, their families, and all who we pray for daily, amen, your daughter Paula, hallelujah, and her family and grandson, your daughter, hallelujah, Shabante Shepherd and her family, oh God, we pray and lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all that we've been bringing to the altar in these 8, 9 days, oh God, we lift them up and pray for them, Preston and Ayana Williams and her family, Micah Evenhouse, James Allen and Lawanda Holtz, oh God, Juan's Aunt Betty, amen, cousin Sean Denise and Angela Green, we thank you, Lord God, for moving mighty in their life. Father God, you know what they need before we even ask the Lord. Let every need be met, oh God. Let every prayer be answered according to your will. And I lift up my mother-in-law, my in-laws, and all that they love and concerned about, Lord. Let it be blessed. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, beautiful women of God. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
All righty.
And Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I love each and every one of you guys.
Love you.
Amen. We love you too, Aisha. God bless you. God keep you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, Kenyatta, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to just thank God and also just thank you for just being obedient to doing it. Just thank you so much and glory to God.
Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Pray that you come back on. We're here to the 21st, so we have about, 12 more days here on the line. So join us at any time that you can. We welcome you, and we'd love to have you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm grateful. I'm just very grateful. Thank my friend Ryan for joining me to be in the presence of the Lord. And God bless you all. And I just touch and agree and pray that we can make open up and make room and believe, that yes. God is doing it and God is already done according to his will for our lives. So I'm grateful on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen. Ryan.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you guys for the invite again. Always a good time. My spirit feels at peace. So, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. I'm praying for you all. Pray for me and the ministry. And just thanking God again for this opportunity. Father God, we can't thank you enough. I pray that you feel restored, filled, amen, with the Holy Spirit of God, amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Give us, O Lord, the peace that surpasses all understanding, even when the world around us is falling apart. Give us grace without limit that enables us to walk in paths of righteousness. Let us rejoice in the joy of our salvation each and every day, knowing that because your Son lives, we have our very existence. Because he is a conqueror, we are more than conquerors. Because he is victorious, we are crowned in victory. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Good
night.
Have a good
day. You too. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory.